Chapter 8. Doors stayed closed and curtains drawn. It made the large house seem oppressive and claustrophobic despite its size. Matt found that he was getting nervous and jumpy. Paranoid, more like, he thought. He too closed doors behind him, saw vague faces in the patterns of rain spattered against the windows, and quickly drew the curtains. He felt drafts in rooms where the air was still and warm, and he caught his breath anxiously as dust stirred when a door opened. By the afternoon, he was ready to leave the books and papers that Venture and Robin had set him to catalogue and return to Aunt Jane's cottage. It looked more like autumn than midsummer outside. Leaves were strewn across the lawn and the trees looked brittle and bare. The sun seemed to be struggling to make an impression through the skittering clouds, and Matt wished he'd worn a coat. Another sound mingled with the gusting wind and creaking trees, a deep throbbing that Matt could feel reverberating inside his chest. He could see a car speeding up the driveway as if it was still on the main road. A low silver sports car with headlights that bulged up from the sleek bonnet like the eyes of a frog. The sound of its engine grew louder and deeper as it swung round the outside curve of the drive and started up the incline towards the house. Matt stepped back into the porch and let the car screech to a halt outside. A shower of gravel flew from its braking wheels. The engine gave a final roar, then faded. The driver's door opened, and a woman got out. She made climbing out of the low seat seem easy and natural. She was wearing black trousers and a bright red leather jacket that perfectly matched her lipstick. She was tall and slim and confident, striding towards where Matt was standing. Her pale features were narrow and angular, and her green eyes were shaped like a cat's. The most striking thing about her was her hair. It was cut into a neat bob just above her shoulders, the ends curling back on themselves, so it seemed moulded rather than brushed into shape. It was so blonde, it was almost white. "You must be Matt," the woman said. She reached out to shake Matt's hand, and he was surprised how icy cold her grip was. The woman tilted her head to one side as she looked at him. "You're the image of your father." She didn't wait for a reply, but walked briskly past him and into the house. 2 hours later, Matt was on a plane. The woman's name was Catherine Feather, and she was Atticus Harper's personal assistant. Matt could hear the capital letters as she said it. She spent 20 minutes with Venture before they all gathered again in the study. "Mr. Harper is concerned," Catherine Feather explained. "It seems that somehow news has leaked out that you're working for him."